important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need You to move in this place tonight. I just need You to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Somebody say it tonight. the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain? Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
Family to Women Speak Now and Be Heard with Prophetess Lisa Harris.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Everyone tonight, thank you for Pastor E and all of my sisters and brothers that's on the line on tonight. Hallelujah. Father, we do give honor to the Most High God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and we thank God for another opportunity that He has allowed us to come together. I don't know about you, but I need some rain tonight. I need some spiritual rain. I'm telling you, I received the rain. I don't know about you all, but I thank God for the rain on tonight. Amen. I lift my hands and I lift my voice and say, God, I thank you for the rain on tonight. Hallelujah. People think rain is a bad thing, but rain can be that God is pouring out blessings, just showers of blessings upon us. The month of April means showers of blessings. So I don't know about you all, but April is still in. We still got time to receive what? The showers of blessings and the overflow of God. Amen. Tonight, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we do come before you tonight, Father God. We just want to say we thank you once again, God, hallelujah, that have you allowed your people to come together on this Women Speak Now. So, Father God, we just want to thank you right now in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Father God, we ask you to have your way on tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I move Lisa all the way out the way. Father God, you say, you anoint your people's ear that they might hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto us on tonight. So, Father God, right now, we open up our spirits, our eyes, and minds tonight. Father God, we begin to pour out tonight. Hallelujah. God, you begin to pour back in them. You said, press down, shake together, running over. You said that you shall cause men to give into our bosom. So, Father, tonight we receive. We receive, Father, your spirit that dwells in us on tonight. And, Father God, we give you all praise, hallelujah, all glory, honor, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We pray, amen. Amen. Tonight, we're going to be talking about kind of from 2 Chronicles 7:14, and then we're going to just go over to James 4:10. And we're talking about tonight, peoples, because if we're going to read that in a minute, in a few minutes, we're going to read it. But tonight, as I began to do just a research on this yesterday, last night, and God began to just tell me some things to write down for the people of God on tonight. And he said, ask my people on tonight. He said, God said he had prepared people. But he said tonight, he said, who called you? Who chose you? Were you chosen by man? You chosen by woman? Because he said, my people. So if he said, my people, that include me. I don't know about y'all tonight. Amen. I know he's about to men are called for your chosen. Thank God that I was chosen for the time is this to bring forth the what? The word of God on tonight. Amen. I'm a kingdom-minded person. I'm a kingdom builder. I encourage people. I build people up. I motivate people. Amen. Because God said, the more we give out, the more God going to get it. So tonight, he said, who called you unto the kingdom of God? He said, who called you? So he said, did your pastor call you? Come on, somebody. Did your mama call you? Your daddy call you? Tonight, God said, who called you? Because he said, men are called for your chosen. So tonight, you got to know, who called me into the kingdom of God? Come on. Because sometimes we can hear a whole lot of voices. And sometimes we don't know the voice of God because we don't allow too many people to what to whisper in our ears. The word of God said what? God, your ear gate. We gotta be careful who's speaking in our ear. We gotta be careful who laying hands on us. We gotta be careful who's speaking prophecies over our life. I don't know about you all, but for some prophecies to me, I wanna ask God, Lord, show me their character. Lord, show me their lifestyle. Cause you gotta remember one thing: whatever person in a person. If they lay hands on us, look in that person, it'll come on us. So that's why the Bible says, God, you ear gate. You cannot let everybody speak into your life. You can't be so eager for prophecy. You can't be so eager to get on watching a Facebook Live. You better ask the Lord for discernment of spirit. Should I go on here, listen to this prophet, or should I not? But to some of us, we so eager for a prophecy. My prophets are to us. And when we just jump to it, the Bible says, judge every word and see if it's what lines up in the word of God. So tonight, as a question, I say, who called you? Who? Who called you? Come on, somebody. I know who called you. Jesus said, he called us into the kingdom of God for one purpose, to serve him and to serve my people. He said, don't be a man pleaser. Don't be a woman pleaser, but be a God pleaser. Father, we have pleased man, woman, our pastor. Father has made them at our own God on tonight. And God said he's a jealous God. He has no other God before him. Your pastor wants to tell you, oh, Pastor E, Pastor so-and-so, Pastor so-and-so, God got called on your life. You should already know that. Because he said if you seek him in the secret place, he's going to tell you, Lisa, I call you to teach my word. I call you to intercession prayer. I call you to prophesy to my people, but prophesy when I release you. Don't say anything out of turn, out of season. Amen, somebody. Let's go to 2 Chronicles 7 and verse 14 on tonight. Amen, amen, amen. It says, if my people who are called by my name, now, hear what he's saying. If my people tonight, are we God people? Are we our pastor people? Are we our apostle people? Are we our job people? Are we our husband, wife, or whoever around us? Are we they people? He said, if my people who are called by my name, he said, my name. So he said, if I call your name, he called your name, Hamilton, help us should know. Oh, that's me. I don't care how many got his last name, but walk right about it, Papa E, no. Oh, God, call me. So guess what? I ain't got to worry about you. You can go ahead and be running in front of me. You can go ahead and get up in the front line. But guess what? It doesn't matter. There's also there's no discipline of the spirit. So it doesn't matter. I know God called me for his purpose right now. You have to know your calling. You have to know, am God people? I'm a man, people. Come on. The Bible says if man is out of, when he get upset with us, if he got to control it, dump the spirit, put the spirit on him, guess what? If you do what he saying he's going to do, guess what he's going to do? He's going to set us down. And also, he'll snatch the license. I won't license that we don't pay for because he said, oh, you belong to me. No, baby. I belong to the Most High God. I belong to the kingdom of God. I don't belong to you. First off, my mama and my daddy, it's going to help them. So how are you going to say, I'm your people? I'm people being church and stuff. Oh, my people. This is my church. Hey, I don't belong to you. The Lord is on my life. You don't even understand the price that I'm paying right now to keep it. So how can you say I'm your people? Excuse me. So the point 714 says, then my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. Pray. Humble yourself. Don't be so evil to say, oh, they don't call me prophet, listen. I'm not infinite. Jesus said, when I call you wisdom. He says, when I chose you, I didn't call you prophetess. I didn't call you the apostle. I called you by your first name. When he speaks you up, what does he say? Lisa. Ella. See, we get caught up on these titles. See, we no longer humble no more. We don't let somebody boost our head up, come on somebody, so pat us on the back and say, ooh, you are apostle. Ooh, I see you going places. That's good and fine. But when to God tell me, till he release me, you're going to put me out there and set me up. And then you're going to leave me out there. First thing you're going to say, well, sister, you should have prayed too. Sister, you should have seen God. I thought I hear you. No. Ain't no fault in the kingdom of God. That's why we have to know that we are God's people on tonight. Amen, somebody. He said, well, humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Pray. Pray. Until something happens. Push for your breakthrough. Pray until God answers you. Don't keep going. Don't stop going to God. If he answers you tonight, go back to him again. See, God say, how desperate are you for your miracle, for your breakthrough? These can't come through that. Much faster, much prayer, much is given, much is required. So he said, pray and seek. Seek ill when I'm going in my closet. I'm going to the secret place of the Most High. I'm going to go in. I'm going to see God like never before. I don't care if I got to go in every day. I got to go in every night. I'm going to seek God until he give me what I have need. Because he said, seek me, and you shall find. And then he said, knock, and the door shall be open. So we got to continue to seek God. Seek him. You can't go to your closet or temple. Could you let me see God? No. Seek up on your own. Remember what I said now. Pastors, we ain't careful. They want to worship him. Make us out of God, our Lord of Jesus. Because they feel like, oh, you can't get some God for yourself. Oh, you ain't one of it. I show up. Guess what? I won't be one of you in. Because I've been seeing him. I've been watching you. And I feel holy. I feel pride. I feel a Holy Spirit. I feel a natural spirit. I feel a collaborative spirit. I feel fruit of domination on you. And I see who you are. So, no, I'm not going to sit here and agree everything you said. Y'all talk people to God. Don't be so quick to give an amen. Listen. Put from the word of God. Listen real closely. And make sure that it's in this word. That's why you need to have your word of God when you go to these ministries. Make sure this is what it says. Because what did the word of God say? If it's possible, the very elect will be deceived. It says false prophets, apostles, teachers, pastors, preachers coming up on the land. And he said, if you ain't careful, you will be deceived because you don't know God. You have not seen God. You have not prayed. You have not fasted. So you're going to go with every wind in God. And so you find, well, you know, you're going to be out there in little fields. Right field, and don't know how you got them. No, God's going to say, did you seek me first? Ooh. You take time out to acknowledge me first before you went to Washington, D.C., before you went to Baltimore, Maryland, come on, somebody, before you went to Tallahassee, before you went to Dallas, Texas, did you seek me? Yeah, I did. He said, but you went on me to give you a release date. Oh, God, I did. He said, that's what I'm talking about right now. And that's why we get in trouble, people, my brother, my sister. We don't seek God with our whole heart. We seek him half. Everything he has released us. But he said, did I release you? And we got to come back and say, oh, my God, you didn't. It took me to seek you for 7 days. I took you for 3 days. He said, yeah. But the other 4 days, what happened? Oh, my gosh. See, all you can say. That's why you got to know that God has chosen you for the next generation. We are chosen people. We are royal. We are priesthood. We are the call out. We are the elect ones that have been set aside. So to the word of God, say, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. So he's saying, who wants to receive what I'm pouring out? He said, I'm going to pour out my spirit on all flesh. So he said, I ain't got time to call your name. Do you want to receive it? You better be in a present position to God. Yes, I receive it, God. I receive it. Because what he said, unless my seed go into the ground and die, it cannot break forth the harvest. Some of us, we need to die. Guess what? A dead man can't speak. A dead man can't speak. So some of us, we need to die so we can let God speak to us. Some of us think we're hearing from God and hear from God. But are you really hearing for the truth? Living God. Because when God tells you something, it's going to line up against the word of the Lord. What do you think? Line up online, precept of a precept. Amen. And he said, turn from their wicked ways. Wicked. Now, you know, come on, y'all. Come on. We save, we sanctify, we find baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, hands clapping, feet stomping. Oh, you know, I'm a person, no wicked. I'm not a wicked person. Oh, no, no. I don't believe in that. Okay, if you don't, why you got a horseshoe over your nose? Why in the world you got a beggar's foot hanging on your nose? That's wicked. Wicked is something that you practice and you describe someone or something that way. Wicked, wicked, wicked. But you say, oh, no, that's not me. That's not me. But let me tell you, I'm coming to your house. I'm going to stop by there. And so I walk to your front door. I feel a rabbit foot. I feel a horseshoe over your nose. Tell me, what do that mean? When we say recover in the blood of Christ now, so why do we practice it with yourself? Some of us, the Christian folks, the church folks, those are the biggest ones that practice in wickedness and witchcraft. Church folks, come on, Holy Ghost field, speaking in tongues, come on, those are the ones that practice in all this wicked stuff. You know how you know? I tell you what, say the wrong way to them. Come on, if you sit up to their children or their grandkids or somebody, guess what you think? You're going to pull out that wicked in them, but we're supposed to be dead. If I could turn the other cheek, but tonight, can we truly say, oh, yeah, I'll turn my other cheek? You can only do that if you have died to yourself. We should have a self-will. It says what? Let thy will be done. Let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Let thy kingdom come. Kingdom should be living in us. We don't have a will. We should pray, Lord, what is your will for my life? Lord, what is my will for you me to do? Amen. And say, will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins? How many people know once we don't repent, we don't turn, we don't change? We still got people still thinking that we still doing the same old, same old, same old. But that's okay. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? Because guess what? That people that believe Jesus was real. Jesus said, I must go to Samaria. He went to them. But people didn't believe him. So guess what? It doesn't matter. People say, oh, this ain't changed. Oh, she's still stupid. It's okay. Keep on talking about me, because when you talk about me, the more I'm stay humble, the more I'm going my face and praise. And you said, God said, bless your enemy. He said, bless them that curse you. Bless them that persecute you. Bless them that blaspheme your name. Bless them. Matter of fact, he said, serve your enemy. He said, you know they don't like it. Yeah, they don't talk about it, but God says, still serve them. He said, when our people have in which end will forgive their sin and will heal the land. Now, if God said it, I don't care what you say about me. He said, God said, and I will heal Lisa land. That's what he said. God gonna heal my land. I don't know about nobody else, so guess what? I have to thank God, y'all. I've been to look for people a long time ago. Mama said, oh, me a human being, baby. What you think about me? Because I don't even care. Because I'm a very humble self person. I don't never brag on myself. I don't tell the Bible who I am. Because the Bible said, when you walk in the room, your character, the spirit of God, the fruits in you, they're going to truly know she's a woman of God. She's a man of God. It's something about them special. How do you do? By staying humble. I can tell you I'm a prophet. If the spirit of God in you, in me, it's going to tell you. If I was to have a spirit full of what? Bear witness to one another. Amen, amen, amen. It says, your sin will hear the land. Now, my eyes will be open and my ears are tended to the prayer offering. In the word of God, he said, my ears are tended to the righteous cry. My eyes is tended to the righteous. Righteous. Mean what? I'm in right standing with God. I think Psalm 84:11. It says, I will not hold no good things for those who walk upright before me. So guess what he's saying? If we go before God on tonight and we can ask God to bless our children, even though they might not be in right standing, they might not be saved, but he said, I will not hold no good things for those who walk upright before me. So we can go to God on our children's behalf, to God, heal my daughter land. Lord, heal my son. God, deliver my son, because, you know, they land, it ain't right, God. But he said, I will do it. Amen. And so now my eyes will be open and my ears are pinned to the prayer offering in this place. In this place. Tonight, what place are you at right now? What place are you at right now that you know you can go to God right now? April 19, 2018, you know you in a right place right now that you can go to God and open up this prayer, this petition, this request of petition, and you know God's going to do it. See, some all of us can't say that because we know we are not in the right place we need to be in. We are not in the right position. It's only three things, a place, a personal thing, that we have a lot of to what? Pull us out of our place. And it's, okay, we're going to read verse 16, we're going to go to James 4:10. It said, I have chosen and consecrated this temple so that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there. Consecrate. Consecration. Consecrate. That means just what? I'm consecrating myself before the Father. Because the Father told me by the end of this month that he's going to do something for me. So he has told me to consecrate myself before him. Okay? Even in that, you got to be careful. Because remember, the enemy wants to not want to stay focused on this consecration. Consecration is I'm consecrating myself before the Father. That means it's some things that you got to give up. That means there's some sacrifice. There's some things that you got to let go. There's some people that, see, one thing in this season, like my husband, my brother, everybody cannot go where we're going. Everybody is not designed to walk in this season with us. So I have learned one thing, y'all. Stop trying to pull people where I'm at. I mean, that's what the Word of God says. You can lead your heart to the water and make your heart drink the water. But I believe if that horse gets thirsty enough, he's going to drink the water. My thing is tonight, we have to be very careful that we can't keep trying to pull people in with us. And then we want to go to God. I don't understand, Lord. Why is she acting this way? Okay, Lord, I text her. Lord, I email her. Lord, I don't check on message. She ain't responding to my call. Did you see God ask God the reason why? Guess what? Your time, your season, might be over that person. But you're still trying to pull them in to this new land. It ain't going to work. What's in the Word of God? You can't put new wine in an old bottle. So come on up and still trying to put old things in a new bottle. Isaiah said, I'm going to do a new thing in you, and it shall bring forth. In order to get a new thing, you got to let some old things go. Come on, somebody. Some old people, some old friends. Come on. Because like I said, everybody is not willing to pray the price of sacrifice. For God I live, for God I die. Everybody not willing to obey God. Everybody is not willing to give up some things. Much is given, much is required. I'm single. I've been single almost 2 years now. I ain't dating nobody, and I ain't really saying much to God to me, my husband. People say, how you can do it? My mind is focused on him. And every now and then, if I want to think about it, he remind me of the covenant. Lisa, you promised me that you're going to wear me and see your husband. So he said, don't make a covenant, don't make a vow unto me if you know you're not ready to keep it. God said, don't do it. Because it's going to cost you a great price. You got to be careful. We want to vow the covenant, not even unto God, but to our sister and our brothers. We have covenant partner here on the nine-word network. Covenant partner is, I'm going to covenant with you. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to pray with you. I'm your covenant partner. So covenant is whatever you need, I'm going to be here for you. But see, we say that with your mouth, but your heart is so funny. Because how you going to tell when you're going through some stuff? I told you not to tell nobody I'm going through some stuff. You should pick it up in the realm of the spirit. Oh, Papa, you should go through some stuff. God, just pick it up in my spirit to give on call. It ain't so much about trying to get into my business. All I want to know, super brother, God, drop you in my spirit. All I want to know, are you okay? Could you need anything? What can I do for you? If they say no, leave it alone. Because you already know God will show you that they have a need. But right now, they're not humble themselves enough. And they're not humble enough. They're walking in pride. And the Holy Spirit wants to know that God already will show you. He's going to go back again. Pray. God, touch their heart. Lord, change your mind. Lord, I pray for my sister, my brother right now, God, that you will humble themselves down. I send the Holy Ghost there right now to convict them, to arrest them, God. And what you told me, God, they got a need, God. You told me they go through some stuff, God. Lord, I reach out to my sister, my brother. He said, guess what? If they have rejected you, not you, they rejected me. But he said, once we get our part, guess what? We got clean hands and a pure heart. There's no blood that we put on our hands. So we don't have to get on the phone, call him on the phone. Oh, my God. Lord, just told me. This is going through some stuff, y'all. I got to call her. Have you heard from her? Have you talked to her? Did she tell you anything? Because I know the Lord told me, see, right there, you out of order. If God told you, it might not be for me to tell Pastor E. He told me, Lisa, pray for Pastor E for 3 days. 4 days, 7 days. Then he said, Papa E gonna come on the line and he gonna say, the Lord told me for 3 days, Papa, you should pray for me. See, when you connect in the realm of the spirit, what did the word of God say? There's no distance in the realm of the spirit. Don't be a bitch about it. Don't be a tailbearer and that's for fair. Learn how to pray in secret. He said he'll open you for you. We have to learn how to go into one another and pray for each other. And don't be telling everybody about everybody's business. And we can't get upset. We tell somebody what we're going through. Don't get upset because God said, I told you not to tell him or her. But, oh, and I got confidence in them, God. Daniel said, he said, oh, really? Okay. Go ahead. Guess what happened? You sent a text message. Oh, I just got a phone call for Sister So-and-so. She took a shot with the phone, and she said, you really comfortable. And I just told her, Sister, I got confidence in you. I really need you to be in agreement with me. Could you pray for me? Could you fast with me for 3 days for a move of God between me and you? Oh, yeah, Sister, have you got confidence? I ain't going to tell you nobody. I promise you. Because God told me that you're going to call me on the phone. Look at your text message. See, that's why I said again, be careful who we connect ourselves with. Be careful what's in our ears. Be careful who laying hands on us. We have to be very careful in these last days. It's ours. You got to know, the Bible said, know them that labor with us, among us in the gospel. I know you by the spirit. I know you by the natural. God said, I can trust you, sister. I can trust your book. Okay, that's good. But can they trust me? See, it goes both ways. Go both ways. I have learned some things, y'all, that I went to a great conference in 2012. And the Lord told me, don't tell nobody. Not even your own children. Because he said, they're going to cause you to get discouraged. They're going to cause you to lose hope, lose faith. And he said, well, you're going to go through this if you tell someone. Guess what's going to happen? Your faith is going to come down, and you're going to start doubting what I said. And with a great transition, God told me everything to do. He told me, do this. And I did it. I didn't tell nobody. Because I learned, he said, what? If you're willing and obedient, you shall eat what? The good of the land. We're going to go to James 4 and 10. It says, humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up. That means he will exalt you. You can say he will elevate you. He will promote us. But promotion, when it is a promotion, there comes a separation. Have to take place. Humble yourself. He said humble. Mean I'm going to humble myself as a little child. I come to God as Lord, I'm a nobody. Lord, I'm just Lisa. I'm just somebody that you created me, my mother womb. You chose me, God. I was birthed to be the prophetess. You know what I'm saying? So, God, the Lord, even knowing that my prophet is ministry, God, I'm still gonna say humble. They don't ever recognize me, call me prophet Lisa. It does. It is okay, because God, you chose me, and when I give a prophecy, they're gonna know. Oh my God, that came from God. So the more humble we stay before God, the more God will exalt us. We have to learn how to forgive. That's what he said in the word. He said, we have to forgive. If you want your land to be healed, if you want God to restore, if you want God to do anything, we have to first learn how to forgive whoever have did something to us, have hurt us, have lied or whatever. If you don't forgive, neither will your Father forgive you. He said, first off, you must forgive. It doesn't matter if they'll never apologize to us. You text them, say, sister, brother, I forgive you. I release you. I love you. So God told me that I got to forgive you. Because I'm holding on to something, just holding on to it, it's going to hinder my next move in the kingdom of God. So tonight, thanks to God, I pray that this word has really blessed someone. It blessed me. God began to say, if you could look at yourself, he said, Lisa, I need you to look at and see. He said, who chose you? He said, even though many don't say it, you're going to be this, you're going to be that. But guess what? I stayed home. You know what I said? Thank you. That's all I did. Because people will say, oh, you're a pastor, you're an apostle. But let me tell you something, honey. You better know that you know. If God has not released you to be no pastor, if God has not released you for the ministry, whatever God has blessed us, whatever assignment God has gave us, there's no scrolling in it. If God said, I'm going to bless you with this building, guess what? He already got the people in line up to sow seeds, to beat up for you. That's why we got to be very careful in this season, thanks to God, my sister, my brother. We got to be very careful. We got to make sure that it's God speaking and not ourselves. I pray that the word has touched you all tonight. It's time. It might open up the lines. It might have a prayer request, a petition. You want to say anything, you feel free. You can hit one on the phone and you can dial in. And I do get on to Jesus Christ, and I thank God for Pastor East aligning to be on Women Speak Now. It wasn't about me, but he saw something good positions in me. He saw me that I'm going to give her a chance. And I see, it ain't about her believing in me. It's believing in the Spirit of God that's in me because we serve the same God. It does no connection there. I'm pretty sure he will not allow me to be on the line. He will not trust the God in me to speak over God's people. Amen. To God, I said, can I trust you? See, some of us, God can trust us. Because we don't trust our own self. Amen. Somebody, at this time, open up the line. Anybody need special prayer request, petition, you can press 1 and dial in tonight. Thank you and God bless.
Amen. Amen. Again, if anybody has a question, comment, prayer request, or just a shout out for Prophetess Lisa tonight, what an awesome word. Dial 1 right now. Yes. If you are called by my name, come on, somebody ought to call themselves. Say, I am Christ. Son, I am Christ's daughter. Good
Amen.
Word, woman of God. Minister Carolyn, you're live on Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa.
Praise God. Good evening, you guys. And I say it every time I talk. I always learn something. And I've also learned how to take notes, like Pastor E always said. And this has so much touched me. A couple of things. For one, about don't try to be a people pleaser.
Yes.
And all it seems like all of my life, that's what I tried to do. I always tried to please people and not myself. And even with being married, I'll just say more than twice. It was always to try to make them happy and to try to help them out of the situations that they were in, and I would neglect myself, but I would try to fix things and not go to the throne. And that was pretty much a setback for me. But the good thing that I have learned in praying is about people that have hurt you, or when you say bless those that have tried to curse you.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned that. I had a very bad accident on November the 1st, and I mean January the 1st, but the minute it happened, I prayed for the person and I forgave them, and I felt like a big giant weight
Amen.
Lifted up off of me. And everything else that I knew that was going to come from what happened, God fixed it. And then a couple of weeks ago, Pastor E whispered to me that, you know, he prayed over me and he told me that, you know, I was already healed. So I knew that God was working in the spiritual realm in my behalf. I just had to keep praying and at the same time do what I had to do make my situation, you know, better for me. And the last thing is, where God has for me to go, I know that some people can't go with me, and that's always been another problem of mine. Like, when good things start happening to me, I try to pull other people with me.
Mm-hmm.
And some people I know can't go. And here lately, it's like I'll get involved with something or somebody will call me, and I'll just know the kind of phone call it is, and I'll look at the phone and I won't answer it. It's because I know I don't want to be a part of that drama. Mm-hmm. Or I know that I don't want to talk to that person. So it's like God is shifting things in my life, and I'm starting to see a better me. And then I'm also starting to see the blessings coming at me without me even having to ask. So, yeah, this was good stuff for me tonight, and I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed, and I know that the one real big thing is I have to pray in secret.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
I so much, and I know Pastor E going, he might shout about this one. It's like everything that I do, it's like I'm happy about it, and I want to share about it, and I put it on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
But by listening, you know, this, you know, it's not going to happen overnight, because sometimes I do it without even knowing. I mean, I just be so excited. I want everybody to know. But I know that it's not for everybody. And looking at this, going over it, it's telling me again something that Pastor E had mentioned to me before, like some months ago, and he said, everybody's not happy at the things that you're happy with and
Amen.
About the blessings that
Amen.
God has given it to you. You know, some people get mad or envious or whatever, but and I found that to be true, too. So it's like everything that I'm learning from this network, everything is coming to pass, but it's helping me to grow into a better person. And now I'm able to go out and do things by myself and take long drives if it's pertaining to something that I have to do. Before, I used to say, come ride with me. You know, I got a ride over 25 minutes. But now I just turn on the gospel music in my car, get into my car, and I just go, and I'm there in a matter of minutes. So, yes, as always, I was blessed by this.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. Anyone else? You can dial one.
Amen, amen. Anybody else that has a comment, dial one. Every time I try to, I got enough time to go do this, then he'd be like, silent. Oh, my God. Anyway, thank you so much, Minister Carolyn. God bless you. We know what God is doing in and for your life. I see everyone else's, and we have other callers there. We're not pushing you to do it, and we're not throwing anybody in the bus, but we know you have other things probably going on right now. But we thank you for supporting Women Speak Now and Prophetess Lisa tonight. It has been a divine word. I know the archives are going to be blasted up. Those that have heard by internet or by online, we thank you so much for joining us tonight. Woman of God, you want to pray us out of here?
Amen. Sure. No one else sure will. Yes. Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence on tonight. Father God, we come to say, Lord, we thank you on tonight, Father God. We thank you that your word has fell on good ground tonight. The word began within myself first, Father God. I thank you for the opportunity to bless your people on tonight. Even one that dialed in didn't want to say anything. Father God, thank you, Father God, that they took time out to support the gospel for the kingdom of God. So, Father God, we should bless everybody on this line to touch their heart, their mind, their soul, and their spirit, Father God, that they will come to a place of humility for. Most of all, Father God, let us continue walking in a humility spirit. Let us come stay humble before you, God, that you will exalt us, God, in due time, God, that you will promote us, God, in your time and your season. Father God, put yourself Pastor E once again, God, to hear a lot of women to come together, Father, break forth the word of God, like continue to bless them, God, continue to bless this ministry like never before, God. We thank you for the support. And Father God, we give you all praise, all glory, honor. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.